Russia could take action any day now. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. That's according to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who tells Fox News Sunday the U.S. and its allies are preparing for a possible full-scale invasion of Ukraine or something short of that.
We have reinforced and reassured our allies on the eastern flank. We have united the West. We have provided material support to Ukraine, all at President Biden's direction. And we have also offered Russia a diplomatic path if they choose to take it.
Sullivan says the White House has been absolutely clear that if Russia invades, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline will not move forward. Much of Europe relies on Russian energy. Traffic remains blocked in parts of Canada's capital as truck drivers and their big rigs protest COVID-19 mandates. Their cause has gotten a lot of attention, especially after the fundraising site GoFundMe shut down donations. That prompted calls from some Republican lawmakers in the U.S. to investigate.
Folks wanted to help in this protest against heavy-handed cram-downs by government, as people have always done historically when government seeks to overreach and take away freedoms of its people. People push back peacefully.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody on Fox and Friends Weekend, GoFundMe, which plans to refund all donations, says it received reports that some protesters had broken the law. A major moment for the British monarchy.
It's 70 years to the day since Queen Elizabeth II ascended to the British throne. She's the first British monarch to reach that milestone.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Yesterday, the 95-year-old Queen revealed that when her son Charles takes the throne, she supports his wife Camilla being known as Queen. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Zero tolerance for unruly air passengers. Delta Airlines is asking the Justice Department to add disruptive flyers to the national no-fly list. Individual airlines already have their own lists.
The number of unruly incidents on Delta has increased by almost 100% since 2019. The FBI, which maintains the no-fly database, declined to comment.
Fox's Laura Cantor. Justice delivered in Nashville.
We, the jury, unanimously agree that the defendant shall be sentenced to imprisonment for life without possibility of parole.
That sentence handed down to Travis Reinking, who shot and killed four people inside a Waffle House in 2018 while only wearing a green jacket. Manhunt over in Virginia, where police say a murder suspect is in custody following a shooting at a hookah lounge near the campus of Virginia Tech. One person was killed, four others were wounded, including a student who underwent surgery.
The shooting bringing back painful memories nearly 15 years ago when Virginia Tech was the site of the deadliest school shooting in history, an undergraduate student killing 32 people, injuring 17 others.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. As the U.S. southern border continues to be overwhelmed by migrants, the mayor of Yuma, Arizona says border agents need more help.
More agents, more resources for the agents. Really concerned about the health and safety of our agents working so much and being stretched so thin at operating like four times capacity of their facilities at times. Those are things that are important because they're members of our community too.
Douglas Nichols spoke to Fox News Live. He believes that closing gaps in sections of unfinished border wall would make a big difference. Last month, the Homeland Security Secretary visited border crossings in Arizona and Texas. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.